Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into Loving Kindness by Sharon Salzberg, a work that masterfully intertwines the ancient art of meditation with practical, psychological insights to explore the vast landscapes of love and happiness. Published in 1995, Loving Kindness serves as a gentle guide, inviting readers on a journey to uncover the profound meanings of love, happiness, and how the Buddhist path can illuminate the way toward a liberated heart. Salzberg introduces actionable meditations that encourage us to tap into our inner radiant joy, fostering a kinder relationship with ourselves and others. Sharon Salzberg, a venerated figure in America's spiritual community, brings over 5 decades of Buddhist meditation practice and teaching into this enriching book. As a co-founder of the Insight Meditation Society and a traveling meditation teacher, Salzberg's credentials imbue loving kindness with authenticity and wisdom. Her contributions to the discourse on mindfulness and meditation extend beyond her books, reaching audiences through notable publications and her own podcast, The Meta Hour. Loving kindness beckons a broad audience, appealing to those yearning to cultivate a deeper sense of compassion for themselves and for others. It speaks directly to individuals grappling with stress, seeking tangible methods to nurture inner peace. Moreover, the book offers rich insights for curious minds intrigued by the foundational teachings of Buddhism and how they apply to contemporary quests for meaning and fulfillment. Join us in exploring how Salzberg's Loving Kindness can transform your approach to love, happiness, and well-being, illuminating a path to an enriched and joy-filled life. Loving Kindness, The Revolutionary Art of Happiness. Introduction. Discover the power of loving kindness for true happiness. In our endless quest for happiness, we often find ourselves looking outward, seeking fulfillment in the arms of romantic partners or the thrill of new professional opportunities. Yet, the elation these moments bring us is fleeting, washing away with the tides of circumstance to leave us clutching at straws of contentment in a sea of fear and stress. What if the secret to enduring happiness isn't found in the external world but within us, in the depths of our own hearts? The beauty of loving kindness, or metta, a profound practice rooted in Buddhist tradition, lies in its simplicity and its transformative power. It teaches us that the key to the liberation of the heart, which is love, as beautifully put by the Buddha, resides not in external achievements or validations, but in fostering an intrinsic, unconditional compassion towards ourselves and others. Embarking on this path of loving kindness isn't merely a spiritual pursuit. It's a journey backed by science, offering tangible mental and physical rewards. Imagine breaking the chains of suffering, understanding its root causes, and stepping into a world illuminated by compassion and empathy. Through guided meditations and dedicated practice, this illuminating philosophy becomes more than just an abstract ideal. It becomes a vibrant, living experience of happiness that doesn't wane with the changing winds of life's circumstances. As we explore further, we'll uncover the spiritual essence and scientific merits of meditation, delve into the origins of suffering, and witness the transformative power of practicing compassion. Join us on this journey towards embracing yourself and others with loving kindness, and watch as the elusive state of happiness unfolds into a sustainable way of being that radiates from within, touching every aspect of your life. Part 1. Embracing the Full Spectrum of Life for Genuine Happiness. Picture the ancient Taoist yin-yang symbol embodying harmony with its interplay of darkness and light. Within its curve, a lesson unfolds. Even in the deepest shadows, a glimmer of light persists, and within the brightest joy, the potential for darkness lingers. This symbol conveys a powerful truth about life. Happiness isn't about denying pain or fearing sadness, but embracing the entirety of our human experience. This leads us to an enlightening perspective on attaining true happiness. It lies in accepting every facet of our experience, both the joyous and the sorrowful. In contrast to the Western narrative, where happiness often excludes suffering and feelings like sadness are unfairly stigmatized, this approach invites us to a deeper understanding. The cultural push to hide our pain only exacerbates our sense of isolation, making us feel cut off from the rest of humanity. However, by welcoming all parts of our existence, we can move beyond isolation towards a profound connection with life and those around us. Meditation emerges as a powerful tool in this process, teaching us to fully engage with life. It's not just a spiritual exercise, but is supported by robust scientific evidence underlining its benefits. Engaging in meditation, particularly practices like loving kindness or metta, not only soothes our minds, but has tangible effects on our physical well-being. Research in realms such as pain management has shown remarkable outcomes. For instance, individuals suffering from migraines experienced significant reductions in emotional tension and pain intensity following a brief session of guided loving-kindness meditation. Similarly, individuals with chronic back pain noticed substantial relief in physical discomfort and stress through the regular practice of loving-kindness meditation. The Buddha himself enumerated the benefits of loving-kindness, ranging from experiencing pleasant dreams to being loved by all beings, protection against external dangers, maintaining a serene mind, and even manifesting a radiant appearance. As we delve deeper into the heart of Buddhist teachings, we encounter the four Brahma Viharas, or heavenly abodes, key virtues that, along with their meditative practices, offer a blueprint for transforming our relationship with both ourselves and the world. Cultivating these virtues, starting with metta or loving kindness, prepares us for a life where stress, fear, and criticism are replaced with tranquility and clear insight. In this journey toward genuine happiness, embracing the full spectrum of our human experience is not just about finding peace within ourselves, but also forging a deeper connection with the world around us. As we explore these heavenly abodes, we unlock the door to a state of being where true happiness, grounded in acceptance and compassion, flourishes. Part 2. Transform fear into fearlessness with the power of loving kindness. In the intricate tapestry of emotions that bind the human experience, love often finds itself tangled in the throes of passion or weighed down by sentimentality. These conventional perceptions, rooted in desire and possession, pale in comparison to the profound, all-encompassing embrace of metta. This concept, a cornerstone of Buddhist philosophy, weaves together love, kindness, and friendship into a boundless, unconditional tapestry, setting the stage for the celestial state of being known as the heavenly abodes. The Buddha enlightened us with a simple yet profound truth. While states of suffering, such as anger or fear, can obscure the luminous qualities of love and wisdom, they lack the power to extinguish them. In this cosmic battle of the heart, metta emerges triumphant, possessing the unparalleled strength to eradicate the roots of negativity. The essence of this teaching unravels in a powerful realization. A mind imbued with loving kindness remains invincible in the face of fear. Here lies the essence. A mind saturated with loving kindness can't be overcome by fear. Our journey towards understanding love often leads us outside, seeking validation from others to ascertain our capacity for love and to affirm our worthiness of being loved. This external quest, however, merely reflects our inner longing to reconnect with our inherent radiance. True intimacy extends beyond our relationships with others. It demands a profound connection with our inner selves, a prerequisite for offering authentic love. Embarking on the path of metta requires us to first extend this loving kindness towards ourselves. For those ready to explore this transformative practice, a simple meditation beckons. Find a quiet space, free from distractions, and allow your expectations to dissolve. Reflect on moments of generosity or care, cherishing the goodness within. If such memories elude you, focus instead on a positive attribute or your sincere wish for happiness. The heart of metta meditation pulsates through four nurturing affirmations. May I be free from danger. May I have mental happiness. May I have physical happiness. And may I have ease of well-being. Repeating these phrases, direct this wellspring of compassion toward yourself and gradually extend it outward, first to someone you're grateful for, then to someone you feel neutral about, and finally to someone you consider an adversary. This progression from conditional to unconditional love transforms metta into a boundless force. During meditation, you might encounter physical discomfort or confront feelings of unworthiness. Face these with grace and acceptance. Beneath these transient emotions lies the unshakable truth of your desire for happiness. By returning to the phrases of loving kindness, you cultivate a sanctuary within, where fear dissolves and only love remains. Part 3. Breaking free from the chains of attachment. As we delve deeper into the realm of metta and the beautiful domain of the heavenly abodes, it's crucial to address the barriers that stand in our way. At the forefront of these obstacles is desire, the longing we feel for what we believe we need to achieve happiness. This longing, potent and persuasive, often leads us down a path of attachment, where our hearts become entangled in the ephemeral joys and pains of external objects or outcomes. This leads us to a pivotal understanding. Attachment is the root of all suffering. Buddhism highlights attachment's detrimental duo of seeking and guarding. Through seeking, we abandon the joy of the present, always reaching for the next thing, the next moment of supposed fulfillment. Guarding is our futile attempt to hold on to what we have, despite the inherent impermanence of all things. This relentless pursuit not only blinds us to the blessings we already possess, but seeds a perpetual feeling of loss or resentment within us. But what is it truly that we need to be happy? Upon introspection, you might discover that beyond the basic necessities of life, our deepest yearnings are for specific mental states: security, empowerment, leisure, often misinterpreted as a desire for material wealth. Embracing life without attachment invites a profound peace and stillness, a harmony with the present moment unblemished by the anxieties of future desires or the burdens of past disappointments. Metta practice embodies this philosophy by focusing our attention on the here and now, releasing us from the shackles of time, expectation, and disillusionment. To cultivate this freedom, begin by contemplating the essence of happiness. Look beyond the surface, recognizing the fleeting nature of conditional joys. Consider too the value of friendship, echoing the Buddha's wisdom that the company of wise and good friends is among the most valuable treasures for achieving happiness and liberation. As you immerse yourself in metta meditation, start by extending loving kindness to yourself. Spend a few moments in this nurturing self-reflection before shifting your focus to a friend. Visualize this person, feel their presence, and celebrate their inherent desire for happiness. Direct the soothing phrases of metta towards them, allowing the warm glow of friendship to fill your heart. Should your attention wander or another friend capture your thoughts, gently steer your focus back, repeating the metta affirmations with mindful intention. In releasing the grip of attachment, we open ourselves to a world where true happiness, unbound and genuine, flourishes in the fertile ground of presence, contentment, and loving kindness. Part 4. Navigating the storm of anger with grace and insight. Beneath the surface of desire lies its shadowy counterpart, aversion. Anger, an intricate manifestation of aversion, intertwines disappointment, fear, and sadness into a potent emotional cocktail. While often vilified, anger bears an undeniable energy that, harnessed correctly, can pierce through falsehoods, propel us towards healthier practices, and empower us to set boundaries. Yet, at its core, As Buddhist teachings suggest, anger embodies savagery. It consumes with the voracity of a wildfire, leaving barrenness in its wake. Anger not only scorches the soul of the one who harbors it, but can also forge dark bonds of retaliation, trapping all within a cycle of shared suffering. This realization brings us to a crucial understanding. You can't prevent anger, but you can control the way you relate to it. Delving deeper into self-awareness, our past misdeeds, actions birthed from anger, sorrow, or despair that have harmed others, creatures, or the earth, might surface, stirring a maelstrom of self-directed anger and regret. Recognizing these moments, feeling the weight of their impact, and then releasing them is essential. Dwelling on anger not only solidifies an erroneous self-image, but can also, as studies have shown, reinforce anger as a habitual response. Here, forgiveness emerges as the lighthouse in the tempest, guiding us towards calm waters. However, forgiveness is not without its challenges. In many ways, it represents a form of transformation, a declaration that we and those we've harbored anger towards are no longer the same people embroiled in past grievances. One of the Buddha's transformative teachings reminds us of the intrinsic purity and radiance of the mind, unmarred by the transient storms of anger, fear, or guilt. By allowing these torments of the mind to overstay, we disconnect from our fundamental essence, sinking into suffering. Meditation offers a sanctuary where we can observe these tumultuous states as external, ephemeral phenomena. As we cultivate this perspective, viewing anger and its related emotions as passing storms rather than defining attributes, we reclaim our innate serenity. This practice doesn't just mitigate the impact of anger, it reconnects us with the deep, untouched well of peace within, guiding us through life's challenges with grace and unwavering insight. Part 5. Unveiling the Unity of Existence Through Compassion. At the break of dawn, as the first light sweeps across the horizon, the Dalai Lama greets the day with a heart full of compassion, extending thoughts of love towards all corners of the living world. This practice, known affectionately as Karuna, or compassion, the second of the heavenly abodes, invites us not just to witness the pain of others, but to hold a profound desire for their liberation from it. The journey through meditation and the Brahma Viharas is a transformative one, subtly reprogramming the mind towards a state of boundless love and compassion. This evolution peels away layers of isolation and fear, revealing the mind's innate capacity for healing, growth, and enlightenment. As compassion deepens, our perspective shifts dramatically. We transition from mere observers of life's tumultuous waves to the profound realization that we are, in essence, the water itself. This awareness dissolves the illusion of separation, affirming that there is no you or me, only the seamless unity of existence. This unity is epitomized by the act of breathing, a symbiotic exchange that connects us intimately with the very essence of our planet. Herein lies the profound truth. Practicing compassion reveals the ultimate reality. We are all interconnected. Compassion means recognizing two fundamental states of being, suffering and its absence. It is a commitment to diminish suffering in any form, for ourselves and for others, through our thoughts, words, and actions. Cultivating a non-judgmental and fearless view of ourselves and the world is an evolving process. Yet, embodying compassion doesn't necessitate grand acts of heroism. Simple gestures of understanding and presence can significantly alleviate the loneliness of suffering. Responding to anger with compassion, for example, acknowledges the underlying pain and offers a healing presence. In essence, every moment is ripe with opportunities for compassionate action, from the warmth of a greeting to the empathy extended in times of distress. To nurture compassion within your meditation practice, start by enveloping yourself in metta, extending this loving intention outward to encompass all beings. Contemplate the universal longing for happiness, and repeat phrases like, "May you be free of your pain and sorrow," or may you find peace. Initially focusing on individuals experiencing significant hardship, then gradually including all forms of life. Use the rhythmic flow of your breath as an anchor, a reminder of our shared essence and collective journey towards peace. Embrace the practice of compassion in motion by taking it outside. As you walk, let your heart oscillate between self-directed metta and extending it towards every living creature you encounter, weaving a tapestry of connectedness with every step. Through these acts of mindful compassion, we not only touch the lives of others, but also unveil the oneness that underlies the very fabric of existence. Part 6. Finding freedom in the joy of others. Imagine a small monkey, its foot caught in a viscous trap of tar. Struggling to escape, it only entangles itself further, feet, hands, and finally, its head, all hopelessly stuck. This ancient Buddhist parable paints a vivid picture of how easily we can become ensnared in our mind's tormenting states. The more we struggle, the deeper we sink. Yet, unlike the trapped monkey, we have a tool at our disposal, an unlikely liberator, the practice of sympathetic joy. The core message we uncover here is, sympathetic joy liberates the mind. Known in the Buddha's teachings as mudita, this third Brahma Vihara introduces us to the joy found in others' happiness. Far from a passive state, mudita is an active celebration of the successes and joys of those around us, serving as an antidote to the resentment or jealousy that can so often poison our well-being. This practice isn't merely uplifting, it's transformative. Dismantling habitual negativity and opening our hearts to shared contentment. The essence of mudita is found in rapture, an openness to delight in life's subtleties. Whether through meditation or simply in day-to-day observation, paying attention to the nuanced beauty around us fuels an endless reservoir of happiness and connection. Hand in hand with rapture walks gratitude. Though the advice to count your blessings might seem worn, its truth is undeniable. Acknowledging the good in our lives not only fosters personal joy, but also prepares us to genuinely revel in the fortunes of others. Sympathetic joy invites us to transcend comparisons and competition, echoing the Buddha's wisdom that victory in battle brings loss to both sides. It allows for a celebration of difference, suspending judgment, and embracing the diverse tapestries of others' lives with open-hearted gladness. Yet, mudita does not stand alone. It is balanced by compassion, ensuring that our joy does not veer into naive optimism, nor does our empathy lead us to despair. Together, they enable us to navigate the world with a heart equally open to its joys and sorrows. To cultivate sympathetic joy, begin with meditation, directing thoughts like, "May your happiness not diminish," towards friends, and then expanding this wish to all beings. Engage in sharing merit. After a moment of joy or generosity, focus on that positive energy, then consciously dedicate it to another. This practice reaffirms the interconnectedness of our journeys, recognizing that our spiritual growth is not an isolated endeavor but a gift we share, illuminating the path not just for ourselves but for all around us. Part 7. Finding balance in life's ever-changing tapestry. Imagine the universe in its awe-inspiring vastness, where celestial bodies are perpetually drifting apart in all conceivable directions. This image mirrors our lives, defined by a constant state of flux, a series of highs and lows that span the spectrum of human experience. Amidst these shifting sands, equanimity, or upekkha, stands as the fourth and final heavenly abode, offering a sanctuary of balance and serenity. At its essence, equanimity is about embracing the here and now. As the culminating meditation among the Brahma Viharas, equanimity equips the heart to navigate life's contrasts with grace and resilience. It introduces a profound stillness of mind, akin to a tranquil pond untouched by the wind, enabling full presence amidst life's vicissitudes. Equanimity fosters a state of acceptance, allowing us to be at peace with our existence and find comfort in our own lives. This serenity endows us with the agility to approach each moment as a fresh opportunity, free from the constraints of past conditioning. Life presents an array of experiences. Some fill us with ease, others challenge us to our core. The ancient Taoists referred to these as the 10,000 joys and 10,000 sorrows, a recurring cycle that shapes our existence. Yet, in the heart of challenge lies a paradoxical freedom. It is in acknowledging our limitations that we learn to release our grip on the need for control. Equanimity doesn't numb us to life's flavors. Rather, it enables us to savor joy without attachment and to face pain without aversion. By maintaining full awareness, we elevate seemingly mundane occurrences to moments of genuine significance, appreciating the full breadth of life's tapestry. To cultivate equanimity in meditation, direct your attention first toward a person for whom your feelings are neutral. Envision this individual and gently recite, "All beings are the owners of their own karma. Their happiness and unhappiness depend on their actions, not upon my wishes for them." This invocation of responsibility and acceptance extends to loved ones, adversaries, oneself, and ultimately, all sentient beings. Should your mind veer towards detachment or apathy, contemplate the infinite dance of change and the multitude of factors beyond your sway, guiding your focus back to the practice. Equanimity, therefore, is not a retreat from the world, but an invitation to engage with it more profoundly, armed with the wisdom that true balance lies in accepting the impermanence and uncontrollability of life itself. Through this understanding, we discover a boundless freedom, a freedom rooted in the very heart of the here and now. Part 8. Embrace generosity and ethical living for a life of love. As we circle back to the inception of our journey through the realms of love and compassion, we encounter a fundamental tenet that underpins the essence of a spiritually awakened life. Generosity, the very first of the 10 paramis, or qualities, highlighted by the Buddha. This cornerstone teaches us that without a heart inclined towards giving, the path of spiritual enlightenment remains elusive. The personal commitment to generosity, as shared by the author, illuminates the profound joy innate in the act of giving. It unravels in three stages: the initial spark of wanting to give, the fulfillment in the act itself, and the lingering warmth of having given. This joy is not transient. It infuses the giver with a radiant, expansive strength that permeates every aspect of life, including the profound depths of meditation. In facing the barriers erected by our attachments, generosity guides us to see through their illusions, offering a passage to transcendence. Here, then, is a guiding principle: to live your love, cultivate generosity and good karma. Yet, the fabric of a life well lived is woven not only from threads of generosity, but also from the sturdy strands of ethical conduct. There dwells a common misconception that our actions hold little weight, a dangerous oversight that undermines the integrity of our spiritual pursuits. The truth is, our ethical choices are inextricably linked to our inner peace and happiness. Each decision, every word and action, plays a role in sculpting the contours of our contentment. Ethical living manifests through principles that foster respect for all life, abstaining from harm, theft, and deceit. This ethos of nonviolence and truthfulness reinforces the interconnectedness of existence. In honoring the sanctity of others, we simultaneously protect and cherish our being. Karma, the natural law of cause and effect, embeds itself in this discourse. It suggests that our lives are an accumulation of actions and their repercussions, stretching beyond the confines of the present. Whether or not one subscribes to the doctrine of reincarnation, the principle of karma serves as a compelling reminder of our responsibility for our spiritual and moral welfare. This perspective invites us to step into a realm of empowerment, recognizing that our happiness and sorrow are largely the outputs of our conduct. By anchoring our lives in generosity and ethical action, we not only nurture our spiritual growth, but also contribute to a collective reservoir of kindness and integrity. This ethos transforms our existence into a vibrant tapestry of love, where every thread is a testament to our commitment to living deeply, responsibly, and with an open heart. Final summary. At the heart of true contentment lies an ancient yet timeless wisdom. Happiness is an inside job. By embracing the path of loving kindness, as illuminated by the teachings of Buddhism, we embark on a transformative journey towards rediscovering our innate grace. This voyage, underpinned by meditation and mindfulness in our daily encounters, beckons us to release the chains of counterproductive emotions, fostering a deep sense of compassion for ourselves and the world around us. As we traverse this path, we witness a profound awakening to the interconnected nature of our existence. We realize that our well-being is inextricably tied to that of others, dissolving the illusion of separation. This revelation is both liberating and joyous, leading us to a place of serene freedom, unanchored by temporal ebbs and flows. The essence of this journey transcends mere happiness, guiding us towards a state of blissful harmony that endures. Through the practices of loving kindness, we not only reconnect with our core of tenderness, but also with the vast web of life to which we belong. This deep intrinsic connection fills us with a radiant joy that permeates every facet of our existence, signaling the dawn of an enduring happiness born from within. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.